This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As the vote count continues in key U.S. states, Democrat Joe Biden has edged very close to victory, but a defiant Republican U.S. President Donald Trump says he's being cheated. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has our story.
The president continues trying to sow doubt about the race's outcome. In his first public appearance since election night, he says the ongoing count should stop, accusing Democrats without evidence of manufacturing votes.
This is a case where they're trying to steal an election. They're trying to rig an election, and we can't let that happen.
Biden earlier said there's no doubt he will win once the counting is done and urged patience.
I ask everyone to stay calm, all the people to stay calm. The process is working.
It could take several more days for the vote count to end and a clear winner to emerge. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, a Trump campaign legal effort in Nevada is over. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Trump campaign and Nevada Republicans have given up on a bid to stop the count of mail ballots in Las Vegas. A document has been submitted in an appeal before the Nevada Supreme Court that says the Trump campaign, state GOP, Democrats, and attorneys for the state have reached a settlement. The settlement requires Clark County election officials to supply additional observation access at a ballot processing facility in Las Vegas. Las Vegas and surrounding Clark County are a Democratic stronghold in an otherwise red GOP state. Mike Gracia.
French President Emmanuel Macron says France is reinforcing its border controls after a series of attacks that hit the country in recent weeks. Macron said Thursday the number of police and troops in charge of border controls will double from 2,400 to 4,800. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's parliament validated a six-month state of emergency Thursday in the rebellious northern Tigray region. That's where the federal government has launched a military campaign, despite international pleas for negotiation to avoid a civil war. The state of emergency was announced Wednesday by cabinet ministers, hours after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed ordered troops into Tigray in response to a deadly attack on a federal military base in the regional capital. Abiy's administration blames the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which controls the regional government, for authorizing the attack. China has temporarily banned the entry of foreigners from at least 8 countries as COVID-19 cases rise in Europe and elsewhere. Non-Chinese can no longer enter from Russia, France, Italy, the United Kingdom, Belgium, the Philippines, India, and Bangladesh, even if they hold a valid visa or residence permit for China. Embassies in those countries have posted online notices in recent days announcing the temporary suspension of entry. China has enacted strict measures to guard against new infections from abroad. Travelers longing for a getaway, asking where it is safe to stay during the pandemic. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention makes it clear that staying home is the best way to protect yourself against the coronavirus. But if you do plan to travel during the pandemic, the agency says getting a rental home is safer than staying with friends or family or at a hotel. A rental makes it easier to limit contact with people who aren't from your household. Many rental companies are offering enhanced cleaning and a buffer period between guests. They also have more access to fresh air than a typical hotel room. If you do stay at a hotel, you can check to see what safety steps they're taking. Experts suggest avoiding common areas and taking the stairs instead of the elevator if you can. You can ask for a pause on housekeeping services and use disinfectant wipes to clean surfaces that are most touched, like light switches and faucets. According to the CDC, the riskiest option is a hostel or other dorm-like lodging with shared sleeping areas. I'm Jennifer King.
Kosovo President Hashim Thaçi resigned with immediate effect Thursday after learning that a war crimes tribunal in The Hague had confirmed his indictment for war crimes. In June, a special prosecutor's office dealing with Kosovo's 1998-99 uprising against Serbian rule indicted Thaçi for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity, including nearly 100 murders. He denies any wrongdoing. An estimated 10,000 people died during the 1998-99 war, the great majority of them ethnic Albanians. Another 800,000 Albanians were forced to leave their homes in Serbia's former province during the conflict, which prompted a NATO bombing of Serbia. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.